White Dolphin, written by Jill Lewis and read by John Vose. I rip another page from the book. I tear it out, right out. The paper is tissue thin and edged with gold. It flutters in my hand like a tiny bird desperate to escape. I let it go and watch it fly up into the clear blue sky. I rip out another and another. The pages soar and tumble across cow-scattered fields into the haze above the silver-blue sea.
Oi! Kara!
I look down. Jake's pink face is squinting up at me against the glare of sun. Ethan's standing next to him, trying to find finger holds in the granite blocks of the wall. He jumps to pull me off, but I pull my legs up out of reach. The wall's too high. I'm safe up here.
Kara Two Planks!
Yells Jake.
Teacher's looking for you!
I run my finger along the rough leather binding of the book. It's heavy in my lap. The hard edges dig into my skin. I rip out another page and set it free, soaring upwards, skywards.
You're in big trouble, Kara Two Planks!
Shouts Jake.
That Bible is school property! You'll be sent to hell for that! She won't get there, though,
calls Ethan.
She won't be able to read the signs!
Jake laughs.
Learn to spell your name yet, Kara? K-A-R-A-W-O-O-D. Kara thick as two planks of wood.
I've heard all this before, 1,000 times. I turn my back on them and look down to the footpath on the far side of the wall. It runs one way to the coast path along the cliffs, and the other down steps tangled with nettles and bindweed to the harbour in the town below.
What I want to know,
says Ethan,
is Kara Wood as thick as her dad? My mum says,
confides Jake,
that Kara's dad lost his last job because he couldn't write his own name.
Ethan sniggers. I spin round and glare at them.
Shut up about my dad!
But Jake's not finished.
I heard your mum had to write his name for him. Isn't that right, Kara?
My eyes burn hot with tears.
Who writes his name for him now, Kara?